Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Renata Sago. Early voting is underway for Illinois' March 17th primary elections. Voters started receiving their vote-by-mail ballots yesterday, as Araceli Gomez-Saldana reports.
In order to vote, you must be a U.S. citizen and you need to register. In Illinois, there are plenty of ways to do that. You can register to vote by mailing in a form by February 17th or register online through March 1st. And you can always register in person when you go to vote. Max Bever is with the Chicago Board of Elections.
So if you're going to an early voting location, or if you're voting on election day, either at your precinct polling place or one of our 51 vote centers, if you need to update your name, if you need to update your address, or get registered for the first time, bring two forms of ID with you, one with your current address on them, and you can get registered to vote.
Check with your local election authority or county clerk for details.
A new $12 million film production facility is planned for downtown Rock Island. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more.
Backers of Rockline Studios, to be built at Fifth Avenue between 20th and 22nd Streets, have raised about $9 million so far for the project. It's led by Rock Island-based Fresh Films, an Emmy-nominated film production and training nonprofit founded in 2002. The Rock Island studio head is Davenport native Michael Weebler. He says that the studio will help the Quad Cities compete for production outside Chicago.
However, what's missing here is to really attract productions is having that soundstage space where they can actually build sets and have that complement all the things that they like about the area.
In addition to an expanded Illinois tax credit package to attract productions, affordability and variety of locations, he says the QC would be well positioned with new studio space. I'm Jonathan Turner, WVIK News.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon spoke at several Illinois schools on Thursday. Peter Medlin has more.
It was part of the U.S. Department of Education's History Rocks Trail to Independence tour. She started the day at a private school in Chicago.
It's totally nonpartisan. It is just absolutely about civics. You could see if you were in there today. This is it's talking about, you know, it's state actions, it's federal actions, it's kids having fun competing, it's really making history fun.
In the afternoon, McMahon visited Genoa Kingston High School with Turning Point USA's Erica Kirk, where students like Aubrey and Sydney say the event wasn't what they expected.
I thought it was going to be more like history, like it said, or
yeah,
whatever.
And like more about education, but they kind of talked a lot about Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
Some students said that they were grateful that their school was chosen, while others say it's divided their small high school. I'm Peter Medlin.
Defendants accused of violating an order of protection would have to prove they are not a public threat to gain pretrial release under a bill Illinois Republicans have proposed. Dakota Sebring says in her case, the abuser violated an order of protection multiple times, but was only put in jail for a few days every time it was violated.
Current law leaves a burden on victims to continue to prove the danger of what's being done to them and to have to face these repeated violations over and over again.
Senate Republican leader John Curran says it's unfair for victims to have to demonstrate to a judge that their abusers should remain jailed while awaiting trial.